Hello, this is Stephanie.
And Genesee.
And you're listening to WTF is Up with Gen Z, the podcast where we explore teen life in the digital era. All right. It is September 7th, and the first week of school has just happened for us in the New York of States. And let's talk about that. So basically, we're back in school. A lot of people are back in school. We are going into our junior year. Well, we're in our junior year of high school now. So what do you think about that, Genesee?
It's supposed to be the most important year. So
that's
exciting.
That's exciting. So much excitement. So basically, junior year is that year, you know, if you're not in high school, but you probably already are, is that year where you have to take your SAT. You have to figure out what colleges you want to apply for and try to get into, what you want to major in life. Basically, all your decisions come down to junior year. You may be wondering, senior year, what's the point of that? I can't tell you.
Yeah, the scary thing about that is because the decisions that you make in junior year literally could affect the rest of your life.
Exactly.
So it's a bit overwhelming.
Yes.
Oh. Yep. Now I'm thinking about that.
The fact that there's so much stresses in this. So I guess we could start off by talking about what classes we're each taking this year. And yeah.
All right. I'll go first,
yeah,
I guess.
You should go first.
Should I just talk through my whole schedule?
Yeah. So let's start in the beginning of the day.
All right. First period, wind ensemble, AP band. Really, yes. Really hard. Really tough.
It's not actually AP band, but that's just like the running thing. It's like yeah. AP band.
AP band.
Advanced band, you know?
Then I have AP US history, which, it's okay so far, I think. Then I have, what do I have next? Algebra 2 honors. Then I have AP language and composition, and then I have Spanish for honor. Nope, not honors, because there isn't an honors.
College Spanish.
Yeah, for. Which I use as my lunch, which we can touch on later. And then I have either study hall or gym, and then I have another study hall after that. Thank the Lord. Not religious. And we'll talk about that later, too. Not being religious. But then I have my chemistry classes and psychology. And how about you, Stephanie?
How about me? I'm also an AP band, that wind ensemble thing. Really fun class. Second period, I have pre-calc. So I get college credit for that. Then I have third period. Oh, advanced drawing and painting. Fourth period is AP Lang as well. Fifth period is also College Spanish 4. And then sixth period, I have free or gym. Seventh period, I have, oh my gosh, what do I have seventh period? Oh, AP Bio. And then eighth period is either AP Bio, lab, or free. And then ninth period is AP Push. So yeah, basically, we're racking up those APs.
Yes, we are.
Oh, did you talk about psych?
Yeah, I said that I have it last period. That is,
I wasn't listening.
Yeah, it's AP Psych, so I'm not sure if you actually get, I don't think you get college credit with it.
It's AP. You can get college credit from the AP. Take the test.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about the difference between college classes and AP classes, which still kind of confuses me now.
So, basically how it works, I'll explain it to you in a rundown. So, college Spanish, not college Spanish, but college courses in our school. Since we're in New York State, there's a really good New York State education program for advanced learning in college. So, a lot of schools participate with local colleges that are part of this SUNY program, which is what the New York State kind of public college board is called. And you can partner with SUNY schools, which are nearby. So in our case, that's like, insert college name here, SUNY. They, our high school teachers will get the curriculums from those colleges specifically and follow along those curriculums. So then you can apply for those SUNY credits. So you're getting it through a specific college. So like AP college credits are not guaranteed but they're most likely taken. If you get like a 405, you're most likely guaranteed to get college credits in most colleges for the classes that you take. But for college classes in our school, those are directly with a college. So let's say you got college credits at a community college sometimes they transfer to a higher education college, or sometimes they don't. So most likely they will if you match up the curriculums, but it's a little less guaranteed if you're not going in state.
Yeah, when I took environmental science, they had somebody come in from a SUNY school and talk to us about it. So yeah, there's a chance that you might not get your credits able to be transferred to like a different school rather than SUNY, but chances are you probably will.
That's yeah. not definite. But it's like good to take both those courses, like
yeah, of course.
Because, like, college Spanish, we don't have an AP Spanish program at our school, so the college Spanish is a really good way to get that.
Yeah. So, I have a conversation topic here, which is simply just AP versus honors versus regents, which is perfectly on topic yes. and not normal for me to bring up something on topic. But, alright, so, we're not actually taking any regents classes. The last time I took one was freshman year.
But we did take, like, classes that didn't have level placements, like yeah. career and financial management and IACOM.
Yeah, so I have a question for you, Stephanie.
Yeah.
And see, it's kind of an open-ended question, but it's sort of, what are your thoughts on taking an AP versus an honor? See, if you have the choice between an AP and an honor, what would make you decide between that, even though you just said on AP?
Okay, for me, AP classes, so I'm one that can pick up things, and my brain works well with the schooling system, and I know a lot of people who struggle in school, you're not stupid, it's just, it doesn't work with, like, the school's way of teaching, obviously, but for me, my brain just works with the school's way of teaching, so having that extra challenge with an AP course, I really enjoy. Also, AP courses are more affordable than taking actual college courses in college that most of the classes I'm taking, I may most likely have to take in college. So I'm saving hundreds, if not thousands of dollars yeah. for paying on textbooks and just the course fees in general by taking those AP classes. Also, I like the AP classes because it's more college-oriented in the structure of the class. So our teachers in our school like to push the idea that when you're in AP, you're preparing for college. It's a college class. You should be getting that college feel. Where if you don't know, in college has longer deadlines, more work fit in, but it's yeah. all do it one time, which I kind of like better because I do a lot of things outside of school, extracurriculars, so I can't always like get everything done in one night. And then for honors, it's good, but also some people are put in honors just because they were favorites with the teachers, which is really frustrating for me because it's like,
yeah, I remember that.
I want to learn. I'm here to learn. I'm not here to just get into a good college kind of thing.
Yeah. See, I like, my brain doesn't work completely as well, so I feel like I have to like, I don't know, because I have a very hard time focusing in school sometimes. Actually, all the time. And like, so it takes a little more for me to pay attention, or if I know I just, like, can't pay attention well, I have to kind of, like, just, like, go home and relearn it, sort of. But I still, even though it's, like, difficult, would rather challenge myself with the AP just because it will pay off so much in my future. And, you know, everyone I've ever talked to has always told me you should take the AP's classes that you're offered just because it is so helpful. And as for honors, I think honors, it's definitely not as difficult as AP. So, Stephanie just has to go.
I'll be right back.
Yes. So, I'm going to talk it up and chat it up with you guys real quick about this, I guess. So, if you're struggling in school, I think it is definitely really important to recognize that you are. And instead of really trying to force yourself to take that AP or an honor, it's okay to recognize that you might just need to take the regents. Because if you're really having a hard time, you'd rather get a better grade in a class that's a little less difficult than get a terrible grade in an AP. Stephanie is now back.
Sorry, my mother was calling. Got an answer.
I was just explaining that to them about how if you're really struggling in an AP or an honor, it might be important to step down a little bit.
Because, oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, it's better to, you know, get a better grade and not be like,
it's also, if you're not understanding things, you should learn, like, it's not a shame to be going into a lower class. It's
yeah, for sure.
Just if you can learn more, in a slower period of time than forgetting everything and trying to keep up. It's just a little bit better. Especially stress levels. We don't want stress now.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So I guess we'll talk about free periods, because free periods are kind of, at least in our school, a stigma as you're lazy.
Oh, yes.
You're lazy. So we're taking APs and have free periods. So what is up with that, I suppose? What are your opinions on free periods?
So the first two, well, except for freshman year, I had one study hall because you're required to. But sophomore year, no lunch. I haven't had a lunch these past 3 years just because I like to take more classes. But sophomore year, no study hall, no lunch. And it was horrible because there was so much to do when I got home and it was very stressful. So now I have 1.5 study halls, still no lunch, but it's fine. And, like, it's just, it's just so much easier.
Sorry, my grandma is being really weird and making faces at me, so.
No, apologies. That confused me. Was she trying to tell you something?
I don't know what she's trying to tell me, but I just shut, I was like, shut the door.
Okay, well.
Free periods.
Yes. So, now that I'm not taking any, I have a lot less stress, and I'm not being lazy, because when I go to these free periods, I'm working on stuff, I'm not really just wasting the time. So I think it's really important that if you recognize you might have a lot of stuff, especially if you're taking all APs, then a free period might be a pretty good choice.
Yeah, and free periods are good for what you, if you value time. So for some people, staying up late and getting your homework done is just the way of life. For me personally, I value my hour, my 8+ hours of sleep each night, and I'm very, like, must get sleep. So for me, those free periods allow me to not stay up late and still get the work done that I need to, while also having a breather in the middle of the day. Last year, I didn't have any free periods, but one of the classes I took was basically a free period. It was so easy for me. So that allowed me to have a relaxing, but it's also, with more APs this year, having those free periods are really a good time to allow my brain to decompress and refocus for the next class so I can give it my all in
learning. Yeah, especially, yeah, for me too, because at the end of the day, I have, like, chem honors and then psychology or chem lab, and, like, you need your attention for those classes.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, they're both honors or an AP class. And I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, I still have a bunch of stuff to do when I get home. And, like, unlike Stephanie, I kind of do end up staying a little bit later. Especially recently, because my parents are making walk the dog for an hour every day. But, yeah, so I still have to stay up later, but it's not as late, which is really nice. And especially since we are both involved with sports and extracurriculars, you know, kind of moving into a different subject now, we definitely have to focus more on our time management. So, sports.
Sports!
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 What sports do you do?
Well, I'm on the varsity tennis team.
Me too.
Yes, we're both on the varsity tennis team. And tennis, if you don't know, it's a shorter season because of conditions. You can't play on wet courts when it's, like, snowy and colder. Just, like, it's harder. You can't play games. So there's a lot more games crammed into a smaller period of time. So for the past week, it's the first week of school, given. The past three or four days, we've had a match every single day. So you're not getting home till 7+, 7:30.
Yeah, around 7:30.
That's pretty late, and that doesn't, yeah, that doesn't give you enough time to do homework. So that's why the free periods are really beneficial as well.
Yeah. I'm also on varsity track and varsity tennis, and
same. I'm also on varsity.
And then during the winter, no, we don't get it free. We do pit orchestra, which also goes until, like, 7:30, yes. 8, it's just crazy.
That's the time.
And it's not like you can stop during these things to, like, get your homework done, because, you know, you're playing
and, like, your rests are 10 measures. You have to still play.
Yeah, you can't. During, like, tennis and stuff and track, your coaches are not expecting you to, like, no, they're expecting you to cheer on the team and watch the games and not necessarily just sit there and do your homework.
Yeah. So it's a lot to get done, but, so, free periods, like I said, highly recommend them. So, if you, but here's the thing, lunch, opinions on lunch. Like Jency said, she hasn't taken lunch. I took one freshman year because I thought I kind of had to. Because it's, like, weird. They don't really want you not to have a lunch.
No, they do not
it's
want
so
you to.
It's so frustrating. Because here's the thing. You don't need a lunch. And here's why. Most teachers, at least in our school, allow you to eat in the classrooms. They're understanding that people have busy schedules and don't have lunches. It's very common in our school now, even though the counselors hate it.
Yeah.
But those lunches are not good times. Like, I'd rather have a free period during a lunch time than having a lunch period. Because when you have a lunch period, you're in the lunchroom, the cafeteria, and the room is so loud. There's so many people in there just talking. They're talking. I need to get work done. Like, there's no time for me.
Yeah.
I'm resting during my free periods, but I'm also getting work done during my free periods. So I can't sacrifice my focus for conversation.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, the counselors, like you touched on, they're so difficult about it. You have to bring in, like, 2 notes, and then they schedule you with a lunch anyway. Then you have to go and talk to them and be like, nope, I didn't want a lunch. And then they're like, oh, I'm gonna.
It's so frustrating.
It is a struggle, a constant grind to not have a lunch. And, like, if you tell someone that you don't have a lunch that, like, has never heard of that before, they're like, oh my god, when do you eat? Oh my god, how do you do that? And it's not hard. Literally, like, Spanish class is lunch for us, and it's just fine.
Especially in our high school, at the very least. It's a lot of lecture formats where they're teaching a presentation or something, or you're doing just, like, a textbook work. You're not moving it all around unless you're in lab or something. So, you can eat in a classroom. It's not difficult. It's so annoying, though, because lunch is just a waste of time, in my opinion. And especially if you don't have a lunch with friends or something, what's the point of sitting in the cafeteria?
Like, yeah, I know.
Having conversations is good, but that's what, you know, sports teams are for, and that's what clubs are for, and you can talk during class too.
You see people in the halls as well.
Yeah, you can talk in the halls. That's 4 minutes times 9, so 36. I was right, sorry.
36, okay.
I'm an idiot. I was gonna say 36. Okay. 36 minutes of talking that you can have. Even though I don't really talk about it.
Yeah. I just like to say hi to people.
Exactly. So that's good enough for me. And you have classes like band.
Yeah.
You can talk like...
Because the teacher isn't there like 4 times a week.
We love you, band director.
Yes, I like it when he's
so there. I guess we can touch on time management. How are we getting it done with these free periods? We kind of touched on that. But again, usually after tennis, after you're done walking your dog, I just sit down, get my homework done as quickly as possible. But I make sure to schedule time for hobbies that I enjoy. At least this year I have been. So I have these habits that I want to do. I want to draw for at least 10 minutes a day at home. I do some stretches because I want to improve my flexibility. And then I'm also doing writing and reading at least tonight. So I make sure to schedule at least 30 minutes. Like, so I end homework at like 8:30 for me. But that's when you get home. 8:30 for me, so I can have that time to do it. Or usually I'll push it to 9 or something. So I would go to bed like between 9 and 10. That's for me.
Yeah, my parents gave me a bedtime of 10 o'clock, but recently that's been a little like not possible. Because I get, you know, I like, we'll say I get home at 8:30 because of walking the dog. And I'll eat dinner while I do my homework. Gotta feed the cats and do the dishes. Sometimes there's more dishes than other days, but... Then by the time I'm done with my homework and taking a shower, it's kind of like, I just want to go to bed. Because it's like anywhere from like 10 to 11, I guess. And I don't know, since they might not be making me walk the dog anymore because my dad is back home. So that'd be nice because it'd be a whole extra hour just to get things done. And then I'd be able to maybe have some time to do something that I actually want to do. That'd be nice. But last year, during sophomore year, I didn't have much time to like... do things that I really want to do, but it didn't bother me that much because I guess that's what the weekends are for.
Yeah, and also a good thing is that a lot of the classes I'm taking this year, I found that as I go up in the high school, you have more flexibility with your schedule because you've taken the classes that are required, so now you have classes that you want to take. So that allows me personally to take more classes during the day that I enjoy. So my homework is things that I'm enjoying learning about and stuff. So, like, art, if I have, like, I don't really have art homework, but, like, I get that time in the day that I enjoy. And, like, AP Lang, I like the course structure that art teacher has set up. So I like to do homework relating to that because I know that I just enjoy that kind of stuff.
Yes, with me, with AP Psych, I really enjoy psychology so far. I've only been to two classes because it's every other day, but the homework has been pretty interesting and it's really not that bad at all.
So I guess, what are your favorite classes, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's a simple question. AP Psych. I really like that so far. And I also, I like Chem a little bit. Like, it's a little confusing, but I like because it's like, so far at least, it's pretty straightforward. Because we're just doing binary and ternary salts.
Yeah, I like Chem. I took it last year. I personally like Chem because it's a lot of logic base, which, like, geometry, I also like geometry, which I took 2 years ago. Yeah. I like them because they're both logic-based. When you get into other things, there's this one thing that you'll get into soon. No, you'll get in towards the end of the year, which is, like, basically a puzzle, and that makes it so fun. But my favorite classes so far this year are advanced drawing and painting. We haven't done much. We've just done a still life drawing, which I wish I had a picture of, but I haven't taken a picture of it yet. But I really, 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 really am enjoying that class because I haven't had an art class since 8th grade, so I'm, like, really looking forward to it. And then I also, I thought I was going to like Spanish more, but it's kind of boring right now.
Yeah, because you just keep working out of the textbook.
And we're learning really slowly.
I know. We've been working the same vocab for like 3 days.
Exactly. And I'm used to a quicker pace because I've been learning via Duolingo and stuff where you can learn at your own pace. But I really like AP Lang so far. The structure is set up where it's a lot more individual work and he introduces the creativity and beauty behind writing, which I find very interesting.
It's so nice.
It's refreshing because, especially in a lot of English courses we've had, it's very structured, like, here's how you do it, this paragraph, this paragraph, this paragraph, here's...
Yeah.
And then the worst part is our teacher last year is like, no, you don't have to write this many paragraphs, don't ask me that question, but you knew he likes certain things more than others.
Yeah.
So I tailored my writing style to fit his grading style, which is kind of, like, annoying.
Yeah, I just don't like how there were so many set rules, like, you must quote something in your second sentence and leave stuff up to that. And, like, with our new teacher, he's, like, he made a word of the year, which is fearless, so he wants us to kind of step out of the box and, like, is that even a phrase? Think outside the box?
Yeah, think outside the box.
Step out of your comfort zone, think outside the box. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of. And just try stuff that's new and be unique, I guess.
Yeah, and I really enjoy that because I do enjoy creative writing, but I haven't had the opportunity to do that since third grade with personal narratives, and I hate personal narratives in third grade. Those were terrible. I'll be right back again. Tennessee will continue talking.
Okay, so I guess I'll touch on a new subject, and we can ask Stephanie about it when she gets back. So, I know that she could talk about this pretty easily, and we're going to talk about the whole idea about needing to get new supplies. All right. I haven't got new binders since 9th grade, I think. I really just reuse them. Unless they fall apart, then I'll get new ones. And I'll let Stephanie do all the talking about why it's bad, because I know she's very, very passionate on that, and I will not take that away from her. So, yeah, I haven't got new things. I'll get new notebooks, of course, and new pencils and pens, just because, you know, you've run out of them, or the pencils are garbage, so you have to get new ones. But, you know, I try not to get new ones, especially because my mom didn't want to. She hasn't wanted to in a long time, and I'm not gonna, like, be, like, begging her to get new binders. Like, I don't need that, so I'm good. And then, to go along with new items, there's a whole idea about needing new clothes as well. And I think I got one shirt and two pairs of pants new. Like, I like to shop at thrift stores, so it's very rare that I shop at, like, an actual store. And if I do, it's with a gift card.
That was exaggerated.
What the heck just happened?
I just had to run outside and grab food.
Oh, it got delivered or something?
My mom delivered it, yeah.
Oh, okay. You'll like this. I was talking about why you shouldn't get new school supplies, and I was going to leave the talking to you about, like, why we should. I talked about what I do.
Okay, so first I'll talk about what I do, I guess. So for me, I'm almost a paperless student, depending on the classes. Sorry, I'm a little out of breath right now. I have a iPad Pro. The older model, not the newer one. and I write my notes by hand. If you don't have an iPad Pro, if you have, like, a regular tablet, you can invest in, like, a stylus. But here's why I did that. First of all, with an iPad Pro, or you can even type your notes on a laptop, you are getting rid of paper. And I know plastic has been a lot more centralized in pollution recently, but paper, although it's not bad for the as bad for the environment once it's there, because it can be recycled and stuff, a lot easier. Cutting down trees is really bad for the environment, and it takes a lot longer to regrow a tree than it does.
Yeah.
To regrow, like, bamboo or whatever.
And producing paper actually makes it, creates more, like, air pollution than producing, like, a plastic bag. Obviously, plastic bags, they last a lot longer in a bad way, but making paper uses a lot of water and, obviously, wood.
Yeah, so I go paperless by using that. So, a lot of my classes, if I talk to the teacher, they allow me to use the tablet during class, and I can write my notes by hand. I know certain classes, my old math classes used to be packet-based by paper, and chemistry is very packet-based too, but it's kind of a mix. That's unavoidable, but most of the time I'm using my iPad for things. The only time I use, and for folders, I use an accordion folder. If you know what that is, it's kind of like a file folder, but that's kind of collapsible in a sense. Did you talk about the accordion
folder? No, I didn't talk about what I have. Okay. I just talked about getting new things.
Well, the accordion folder is really good because you can avoid buying plastic folders, because it is plastic, but it's all together, so you don't need more than one. You don't have to get binders because it holds a lot more than a folder would, and you can do all that stuff, and it's all centralized, so it's, you don't have to carry around a lot of stuff when you're going from your day to day, and with you have your iPad too. And we're talking about buying school supplies. Why you shouldn't buy new school supplies? Because if you buy like one good binder or something, it lasts a long time if you're taking care of it. And especially if you're not using your binders by taking them in and out of your backpacks. So for me, my binders are like my storage location, like my storage locker. So my locker, I don't use to hold my things during the day. I keep like my binders for each class in there every day. So basically my accordion folder holds all my notes for a unit. And then once I finish that unit in a course, I put it into the storage binder. So that way my binder's not going in and out of my backpack every day, so it's not getting destroyed as quickly.
Yeah.
And you're keeping the quality of it, but you're also storing the papers that you need to store. And even if you are taking them in and out, if you buy good binders, like buy just one set like your freshman year or even in middle school or even earlier, then you can use those, reuse them. And why do you need new school supplies? It's really not that much of a fashion statement if you have good school supplies.
I know, nobody cares.
Yeah, no one really cares. It's just a place to hold your stuff.
Like, and I've never looked at somebody's binders and been like, wow, they have such nice binders.
I'm like, it looks cool. I don't really feel jealous about that. If you get something that works, it holds the paper. That's all that really matters. It's good not to rebuy school supplies because it's a big source of waste in this country.
Yeah.
It's like, you see those 25-cent plastic folders, you're like, I'll get 30 of them. But you never even use them. Or, like, for pencils, I have one pencil. It's a mechanical pencil, so it is a plastic pencil that you refill with graphite by Papermate, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Papermate. And that pencil, if you take care of it, has lasted me, I think, over a year now. So I'm hoping it's going to go for 2 years. It's a little broken, but it works. Yeah. Like, you don't need wooden pencils because those are, like, pretty bad for the environment as well. Because they're not refillable, and the erasers go basically really quickly. I have, like, one or two pens, so when I finish a pen, I get a new pen. That's about it. But, like, one pencil. You don't need more than one unless you lose them a lot, but you don't need, like, three boxes of pencils. That's just unnecessary. I don't know anyone who goes through that many pencils.
Yeah.
If you're using wooden pencils, go down to the tip. Like, use up the pencil, though, just get a new pencil.
Yeah, I feel like I've barely ever seen anyone actually finish a wooden pencil.
Yeah, I know. People don't really do it anymore because they just grab a new one when they lose it or something. But if you have less, you take more pride and care into keeping those things. Like, for me, I used to lose pencils a lot. But when I found the pencil I really like, and I'm like, I only have one of them. You can't lose it. If you lose it, you're kind of screwed. that pressure makes you care for it and keep it.
Yeah, I have, like, two pens. One blue, one black one that I got this year from, like... Shout out, Luthia, if you're listening to this.
Yes, Luthia!
I got those style of pens that you had, but I just keep one blue and one black one in my pencil case and haven't lost it yet. And actually, I'm, like, almost halfway done with the black one already. It's, like, been four ways.
Yeah, but then you're... school. But, like, again, like, those Bic pens, those blue ballpoint pens, yeah. People buy, like, 100 of those.
And I know, it's crazy.
When do you ever finish a pen? That's a question, like...
I know. I don't think I... Well, I finished one of your pens, but that's it.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah, so it's really important because you don't need all those school supplies. So, if you're buying, like, one good pen versus 10 bad pens, you'll be enjoying your school workflow a lot better, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so for news this week, we have some good stories for you. I'll start. So first off, It Chapter 2 came out. I'm super excited for It Chapter 2, because if you didn't see It Chapter 1, it was really good, and I'm really excited. It's a really good movie. Highly recommend. I'm really excited for It Chapter 2.
Alright, for mine, I obviously have to start with something, like, weird, like, social media thing. So, somebody else got hacked again on Twitter this time. It was James Charles, and apparently the people were threatening to leak his nudes. So when he got his account back, like any normal person would, he leaked his own nudes.
Are you serious?
Yes. So, I honestly didn't even know. I thought... I saw them. I saw... It wasn't, like, a frontal view. It was just his butt. It was just, like, a huge, like... Oh, my... No, not, like, a huge...
Oh,
it was
gosh.
Just his butt. And I don't know if you guys are any Twitter users, but when you press on a photo, it expands it. So, I didn't know what I was going to see when I pressed on the photo. And then I was, like... Oh my god. Okay, and there's, of course, lots of memes going around about that, because why wouldn't there be?
Wait, so why would his nudes even be on Twitter?
I think the hacker must have, like, maybe he sent somebody on Twitter, like, in the DMs, or maybe the hacker could also see, like, his Snapchat memories or something.
That's
hacked his Snapchat.
So weird.
I don't know, they got him somehow, or maybe they didn't, and he's just doing this for publicity.
Yeah, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised about James Charles, but... You do you, James. Whatever. All right. Update on our last news story. New York license plates have been voted for. And the one I said that looks just like the one we already have, that's the new one, basically. I'm not totally opposed because the other ones that could have been were a lot worse. So this was like my middle ground, I suppose, for what I wanted. I'm kind of sad it wasn't the one I wanted, but, you know, this one will be fine. And it does give Niagara Falls some representation.
Yeah.
Which is good, because there's two parts of Niagara. There's not just New York City, there's also Western New York, Upstate New York, and all that fun stuff.
Alright, next, this is a little more of, like, actual news, I guess, compared to what I just said before. So China's, like, moon rover, so the rover they had on the moon, discovered an iridescent slime on the dark side of the moon.
Slime Instagrammers, come out.
Yeah. Yeah, let's send some slime Instagrammers out to the moon, just so they can do some poking videos for us.
That'd be so weird, poking on the moon.
Oh,
that sounds really bad, sorry.
So, yeah, I don't really know what that means about there being slime. Like, is it Venom from the Spider-Man movies? Because he was kind of in the form of a slime. Is it just... slime? Or is it something more?
Maybe there's life on the moon.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bum, bum, bum. Maybe we never went to the moon. No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe. It was staged.
Alright, what's the next news?
Alright, and then lastly, Forever 21 is preparing to file for bankruptcy and will probably close down, which is actually pretty crazy because they're like a huge, huge store for fast fashion, cheap, really... not good clothing with, like, ugly slogans. But if you're, like, a college student or a high school student, you just don't have that much money, it's, like, a place to go because you can get, like, a shirt for, like, $5 at, like, the most sometimes.
Yeah. It's definitely... I don't personally buy a lot of things from Forever 21. I don't really shop all that often. And I'm definitely not in support with the fast fashion industry. But it's definitely very interesting to see that this big store that's like an icon of millennial fashion to be possibly closing.
Yeah, it's crazy. And like,
we were literally just in Forever 21 last weekend.
I know, we were. I got a gift card. I got
a shirt. Spend that gift card. Did you spend all the gift card?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. You got to spend it before it's gone.
Go back before it's gone. Maybe they'll have a really good sale with all our stuff is because I need to get rid of everything.
Yeah.
That actually would be pretty cool. I wouldn't mind that.
Okay, all right, we're back. So, classes. So, let's talk about our school itself, because our school has changed a lot. Obviously, you wouldn't know if you don't go to our school, but our school has just went through major reconstruction and renovation. So, a lot of schools are updating themselves to get newer looks. So, your school might have something similar to ours, but basically, in our school, here's the rundown of, the $40 million budget vote thing that happened.
Yeah, that's crazy.
New band rooms, new music wing, so that's new orchestra, new choir. We're going to have new art rooms, new tech rooms, new cafeteria soon. Right, so this year we have band room, the music wing's done this year, new lockers, new windows, new hallway painting and ceiling kind of stuff, new athletic center area, so the track is new, tennis courts are new.
Yeah.
So eventually, nice. Like I said, next is coming up the art rooms, tech rooms. So and then the auditorium's coming too. So basically our whole school interior is getting changed. That's the basic rundown.
And it's pretty exciting too, because I have some cousins who are going to be coming into the high school, one in 1 year. Oh my God, in 1 year, that's crazy. And the other one I am quite a few, three or four. So by the time the youngest one gets to the high school, it's going to be completely renovated and so nice. So I'm excited for him. A little jealous, but...
You're going to get to come back and visit, though.
Yeah.
Good excuse to visit.
Hope not. No, I'm just kidding.
Anyways, so I guess we'll talk about our opinions of... So here's the rundown, actually. Half the renovations are not finished.
No.
And we're coming back to school in an unfinished building, probably breathing in more asbestos than we probably should. We'll see how that goes in for future lawsuits.
We will get mesothelioma. If we do, we'll keep you updated. It'll be the next segment.
So, I guess we can talk about what are our opinions of having a new school. If you don't know, well, you don't know. Our old school is very historically built, and it's been around for over three generations, because my grandmother went to the same school I did. So, it's been around for over three generations, and not a lot has changed, because I think a lot of it is marked as a historical landmark, so it can't be changed the exterior. But it's an old building, essentially.
I think it was built off of a church. I'm pretty sure that's what one of our teachers told us.
Yeah, I think you're right there.
The auditorium is still part of the church. If you look up, apparently you can tell by the shape of the roof or something that it, has, church-type things.
Yeah.
But my opinion of having a new school is I think it's really nice, but also, it looks kind of ugly, because all the walls are, white and gray and very sterile looking. It looks kind of like a hospital or a mental ward, and they covered up all the paintings that were on the walls.
Yeah.
And, all the posters are gone and everything that made it look like a school.
Because when you think about it, our school lost a lot of character. There's historical character we lost. There's character from the students that we lost from the paintings on the wall.
Yeah.
There's a lot we lost, but I guess we can talk about what we gained. I personally like the new music wing, because the music wing wasn't really that homey of a place to begin with.
No.
I think that's the only part that feels more homey than it used to.
Yeah.
The rest of the school was pretty homey, because it had a nice, warm color scheme and everything.
Yeah, it did.
But the band room was not very homey at all. No. It was white tile, this ugly green tile on the walls. It was disgusting. So the new one feels homey-er to me. That's basically it.
Yeah. It's also really cool because they built a recording studio next to it. And that's just really neat. And I'm excited to maybe use that. I don't really know where I will.
Yeah.
But I probably will find some time to. And they have these new windows too, which the lighting seems a lot better.
Yeah, I do like the new windows.
Yeah.
If the windows had blinds. We don't have blinds yet.
Yeah. My homeroom still doesn't have a floor. Didn't have a floor last... Well, it has a floor, but it's not the rest of the school's tile floor. It's they dug it up because there was asbestos in the
room.
They
did?
Yeah, I haven't had there hasn't been a legit floor since freshman year.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's a weird stone-looking floor.
Oh.
In there. But, I mean, it's fine. Yeah, we had to move my homeroom, actually, because the ceiling got dug out of the other one because there was asbestos in the ceiling.
So, wait, yeah. So you're not in the same homeroom you used to be in?
No, I'm in the same one you know me to be in. Oh. But I was in the other one before.
Oh, really?
Freshman year, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we moved the banner and everything. Huh. Yeah, so...
I guess what I'm going to share my opinions on the lockers. So,
oh, yeah.
There's two types of lockers, basically. The ones where you add your own lock and the ones that come with a built-in lock. So, before we had the ones where you add your own lock, and that was pretty, you know, fine, I guess. And then the new ones have built-in locks. What are your opinions on the built-in locks?
Actually, at first, I really didn't like it because I couldn't open my locker. But I figured out how, and I actually really like it now because you only need to know the two first numbers, because after you put in those, you just turn it to the left until
it pops open. Pops open.
And I find it pretty convenient, actually, and I think it's kind of cool. It reminds me of the lockers from Victorious.
Yeah.
Except we don't get to paint ours, but whatever.
Yeah, I really like the built-in lock system as well, because then you don't have to fiddle around with the locks. And the handle itself is a little bit wider, if you like, compared mm-hmm. to a regular master lock, and it feels nicer around the fingers. And it just feels more professional, and it yeah. feels like you're in high school now, you have lockers with built-in locks.
Yeah, it does feel really nice. And as for something else that's new to this school is the bells. They changed our bell.
Oh my god, I forgot about them.
Any listeners from our school will definitely be cringing at the thought of our bells, because, oh my god, there's literally four different bells that play throughout the day. Stephanie, what are
they're
your thoughts
about? They're so bad. The bells are so bad. Like, the first one is literally a church bells ringing. And
yeah.
I don't even know what they are. They sounds like
cowbells.
Yeah, cowbells.
And the so last bad. One is like so this bad. Weird, muted, like stereotypical high school bell where it's like, bring.
Is that what it is? I can't even hear it in my ninth period.
Yeah, it's so muted, though. It's so weird. It sounds like someone's playing a YouTube video of, like, high school bell behind the microphone, and then someone's playing it.
Sorry, I'm distracted by my camera lens. Yeah, it's actually terrible, and I hate it. So, please, if you're listening, school administrators, change it.
Yeah.
So, I guess we can talk about our first week impressions thus far.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, my first week impressions are, so far I like it, actually. Because my classes, the homework isn't necessarily hard, it's just busy work, and I don't really mind that. Kind of like that, actually. And I like all the, like, class structure, pretty much. The teachers are, you know, they're pretty good, I guess. And, yeah, but obviously it is just the first week, and this will all change within a few months, and I'll be ready to punch all my teachers in the face.
See, for me, I don't think my homework is necessarily busy work. It's definitely more work than you necessarily need to have. But for my classes, they're not a lot of busy work, which I like, but it's still a lot of work and I don't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
But would I like schools thus far. I like the classes I'm taking. Would I rather be in summer not in school, learning skills that I actually would more rather learn than the skills I'm learning in school? Yes, most definitely. My Skillshare thing's gonna expire soon, and I'm in school and I can't use it up, so I'm pretty disappointed about that.
Yeah, that is upsetting.
I really like Skillshare, but it's not the worst thing that could possibly happen to me. It's not the best thing either. So I guess we can talk about first day outfits.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah. So what did I wear? I changed my outfit. I was gonna wear these pants I got and this shirt I got. Surprise! No, it's like these beige corduroy pants. You're looking at me so weird. These like beige corduroy pants, and this like purple shirt that's like ribbed or whatever. And then I changed it to the shirt to like a different shirt that I got from the thrift store. Yeah, so I really liked it. It was pretty comfortable, actually. How about you?
For me, if you go on my Instagram, my outfit is literally on my Instagram. It's the exact one from the forest.
Oh.
Yeah. So basically, I'm wearing a short overalls made out of fabric. So they're not, like, jean overalls, but they're just, like, fabric overalls. Can't, like, really see it, but, you know, you can kind of see it.
Thought you wore a dress.
No. First day of school. Oh, you're right. I did wear that dress.
Yeah.
I wore that literally, like, yesterday. Okay. I did wear a dress first at school. It was a wrap dress that was mustard yellowy with flowers on it. And I just wore, like, a yellow tank top under it because it was, like, a V-neck and I don't like V-necks. So, yeah, that was my outfit. And then I had Crocs on for shoes. Mickey Crocs. I had Mickey on them. And I wore stitch socks. So I guess my conclusion is that first day outfits really aren't that important. You can, like, dress it up if you want to or dress down if you want to. No one really cares. It's not like, oh my god, she looks
so ugly.
So ugly.
No.
It's oh my fine. Gosh, look at that glow up. Oh, I just dropped it.
Yeah, for me this year, I actually want to try and, like, put a little more effort into my outfits, but I say that, and I already know that's just, like, not going to happen. But, you know, because, you know, you wake up in the morning and you're cold. You don't want to wear anything that's not, like, sweatpants. At least me. I, like, it's terrible. But I think I did pretty good the first few days of school. I tried.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on, like, a roll higher than I usually am because I haven't worn athletic shorts yet. That's my goal. Actually, that's not my goal. My goal is I just have a lot more newer clothes because I just, like, I'd like to have a wardrobe that I actually enjoy, so I'd have more newer clothes. So I have to think more about matching them just because they are different colors. Usually yeah. I don't have different colors much. I like, but I'm not, like, putting excessive effort into my outfits. I just kind of like, oh, this looks nice. Sure.
Yeah, I change my outfits a lot in the morning, but,
you know,
I do.
That's interesting, because I never do.
I can't help it. Like, I'll put something on, and I'll be like, no. And then I'll, like, end up with, like, three pairs of pants on my bed, and I'm wearing something, and I'm like, all right, whatever.
Huh.
Yeah, that's just how I've always been. Like, I could have an outfit picked out, like, for the first day of school, and then I'll still change it. I change the shirt to a different shirt.
See, I'm not like that at all. I just kind of am like, hold this up. Yeah. Hold this up. Yeah. And then if I put it on and it looks weird, then I'll switch one thing, and then usually I'm good on, like, second try. I don't really.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's first day.
Okay. I actually have something written down. And that is what our morning routine is. We just kind of touched on that a little bit.
That's so interesting, actually. Yeah.
Okay, so you can go first. What's your morning routine?
So my morning routine is I wake up at 6 usually, but so far I'm trying to, in the summer I wake up at like 7, so I'm trying to ease in back to 6. So I wake up at 6:15 recently. I wake up, get out of bed, then I, what do I do? Oh, usually I go to the bathroom because usually I have to pee. And then I have, then I just kind of wander around my house and put my bag together for the school day and just kind of get things ready. So I pack my lunch, pack my bag, and then I get dressed towards the end of that, I believe. Then I brush my teeth. Then I am ready to go. And the reason my morning routine is really short is because I go to school over 30 minutes earlier than the rest of the school does. I go in, so our school starts at like 8 something. I go in like 7:30 because I have a friend group, you know, that we go into our favorite teacher's room in the morning and we play cards every morning. So, you know, I have to be there to play cards. So that's why, so then my morning routine after that before school starts is I play cards for a little bit.
You still play cards every morning?
Yes. We're year three. And I do my Duolingo for the day sometimes, or I'll do that at night. And then I just go to homeroom and get ready for class, basically. Pretty simple.
Yeah. See, what I have to do in order to feel well-rested, it's actually really weird. So my alarm goes off at 6:45, and I have to press snooze, like, 2 times just so I can feel like I slept well. Like, if I wake up just at 6:45, I'm tired. Say, like, my snooze lasts for, like, 15 minutes total. If I wake up at 7, I'm tired. But if I do that snooze in between, it makes me feel a lot, like, well-rested. So then I get up. I immediately go to the bathroom and brush my teeth just because my mouth always tastes really bad. So I, like, need to brush my teeth. And then I brush my hair. I get dressed. If I'm wearing makeup, I'll put on makeup. I don't really wear that much makeup, though, if I do. So it takes, like, 5 minutes most. And then I go downstairs, get my lunch, because I pack it the night before, get anything else I might need, because I pack things the night before in general, so I just kind of round everything up, and then I go.
Yeah, for me, I eat breakfast at school. So I pack oatmeal for the morning in at home. Then I eat my oatmeal in while I play cards. That's what I do. And then also, I don't wear makeup, just a disclaimer. So, yeah, I don't have to worry about that.
I bring my lunch, or bring my breakfast to school as well. And I just kind of, like, eat it whenever in the morning. Because it makes my stomach hurt sometimes if I eat in the morning. So, like, it depends if I do or not. And, yeah, like, touching on the makeup thing, for a lot of people at school, you can tell, like, they wear makeup every day. And if I wear makeup, it's not because I'm, like, I, like, feel like I need to or something. It's just because, like, oh, I have extra time. Like, this is fun, I guess. So, yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah. So I guess we can talk about what our goals for the future. We've touched on this previously, but I want to bring it up again just because what classes do we have that relate to stuff that we want to do in the future? So basically, my view of school is that you should be taking classes that are helping you for your future. Like, don't take classes because you feel like you're forced to or obligated to take them. Take them because you want to learn things that interest you, because you're going to get more out of school if you do it that way.
Yeah.
So, for me, I'll just start, I guess. My goals for the future, I don't really know exactly what I want to do yet, but I know I really like art, I really like film, and I really like environmental science kind of stuff. So, the classes I'm taking that give me the most options for those is I'm taking an art class, obviously, to improve for that. I do film stuff on my own, really. And then I'm taking science still, so AP Biology for this one, to kind of prepare me in case I do end up going into a science and would like those science credits. Even if I don't go into a science and end up not even using those credits for college or something, I think I most likely will, because there's like prereqs and stuff, but I still have that foundational learning that I'm interested in, even if I'm not necessarily majoring in that.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I would like to join the Air Force to be a mental health specialist, so I'm taking psych, which would help with that, and then after the 3 years of the Air Force, go to college and become a psychiatrist, hopefully. That's the plan now. It's been the plan for, like, quite a while now, kind of, like, mixing in with being a marine biologist, but I think I'm out of that phase. I'm pretty sure I don't even know what else I'd want to do besides being a psychiatrist. I find psychology really interesting, especially over the past few days of taking it, but I found it interesting on my own, too. So, yeah, and then I don't really know what the backup would be if I didn't end up doing the psychologist path, so that's pretty much the only class I'm taking that I feel like could have an impact on my future.
Well, also, I think, I take Spanish for the purpose of traveling. Like, you want to learn other languages. And if you want to learn more about our experiences with learning different languages and everything associated with that, definitely check out episode 2 of our podcast, Learning Languages, where we talk about learning languages and stuff like this.
Yes.
Also, I think a class that helps me for my future, I don't even remember what I was going to say. Oh, is English. English writing is just a good skill to have for anyways. I'm also a hobbyist writer, so it's helpful to have those skills developed anyway, so I can use them. But also, if you're writing, like, formal, like, I don't know, just writings for college, it's definitely beneficial to have the concepts and foundation in a good, strong English skill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I think that about wraps it up. So, of course, we have to plug a little bit because, you know, we gotta get that kind of, like, stuff up. So, you should definitely follow us on Instagram at WTFGenZ, which is literally just WTFGENZ. And then if you go to see what that account is following, you can find our personal Instagrams.
Yep.
Follow us if you'd like. And also, now we have a Twitter, also WTFGenZ.
Pretty simple.
So you should go check those out. And also, if you want to be on the podcast, consider DMing us on Instagram or emailing us at WTFGenZpodcast@gmail.com. And we'd gladly interview you. We already have an interview almost set up with someone that reached out to us. So
yes, so that's coming in at least 6 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah.
So look out for that. Thanks for listening. This was Genesee.
And Stephanie.
On WTF is Up with Gen Z podcast. the podcast where we just explore teen life in the digital era. Hope you learned something.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.